Part 1. Scotland. AD 943. Chapter 1. The little hall at Ben MacDooie was blue with smoke, for the chimney drew poorly. Sawker Macduff, seated at the high board, gazed down upon her numerous offspring tumbling about the room. 6 little bastards, and a 7th in her fertile womb. 5 were boys, the 4th born a girl. She felt nothing for them. They were Fergusons. Her mother love, at least that which she possessed, was for Gruach Macduff, her firstborn. For Gruach's twin, Regan, she allowed a small bit of affection. Regan had grown to be much like her father, Torkel, of sainted memory. The girl had his daring, and was brave to the point of foolishness. Sawker could not help but admire her second-born twin. In the spring after her Macduff daughters had been born, Alastair Ferguson had returned to Ben MacDooie. The betrothal contracts drawn up by the Fergusons had been signed then in the presence of a priest. They could have said anything, and Sawker would have known no different, for she could neither read nor write. The priest told her that Gruach would be Ian Ferguson's wife as soon as her womanly flow began. Regan would then go to a convent on the west coast of Scotland to devote her life to God. The matter settled, the MacFergus dismissed the cleric and raped the widow Macduff, keeping her locked with him in her bedchamber for 3 days while he had his way with her. 9 months later she birthed him a son. In the years that followed, Alastair Ferguson visited his leman on a regular basis, as her growing family attested to, but he would not marry her, nor would she have had him if he had asked. 3 times Sawker Macduff had gone in secret to the old witch-woman in the glen, paid an exorbitant fee, drunk a disgusting potion and aborted her violator's offspring. When he learned of her deeds, he had sought out the witch, hung her from a tree, burned her cottage, and then returned to Ben MacDooie and beaten Sawker Macduff so badly she'd been unable to arise from her bed for a week. After that she bore his bastards without complaint, but she could not love them. They were Fergusons. Outside, she heard the blare of a hunting horn, and then the hall door burst open to admit Alastair Ferguson in the company of his 2 eldest sons, Ian and Callach. Sawker Macduff arose slowly. Her time was quite near. "My lord," she greeted him quietly, signalling the servants to bring food for the men. "I've brought a stag," Alastair Ferguson said by way of greeting, and kissing her mouth in a show of proprietorship, he seated himself at the board. The servants scurried to bring him wine, bread, and meat. They knew he was not a patient man. Ian and Callach Ferguson seated themselves next to their father and began to stuff their handsome faces. They had not bothered to greet Sawker Macduff. Reaching out, Alastair cuffed the nearest of the pair.
"Have you the decency to greet the Lady Sorka properly before you eat her food, you pair of uncouth cobs?"
Alastair growled at them.
"'Tis her home you're in, and her table at which you sit."
"'Tis Ferguson property,"
Callach said surlily, rubbing the spot where his father's hand had made contact with his skull. With a roar, the MacFergus leapt to his feet and knocked his second son onto the floor.
"'Tis Ferguson land because I need it so," he said. "But before it was Ferguson land, it was Macduff land. And Ferguson or Macduff, it is this lady's home. You'll mind your manners in her presence whether I'm here or nay."
He gave the young man a kick.
"Get up and go eat in the stables where you belong."
Callach scrambled to his feet.
"I dinna know why you dinna give me Gruach to wife instead of Ian. Then I would have had my own lands," he said.
"Aye," his father rejoined. "And you'd be looking to my lands, you would, you greedy little beggar."
He aimed another blow at the boy, who this time skillfully ducked it, running out of the hall. Then he turned to his eldest, but Ian was quickly on his feet, bowing to Sawker Macduff and thanking her for her hospitality. Reseating himself, Ian said,
"And how are the bairns, lady? They all appear to look well. My sister Shinna grows prettier every day, I'm thinking. 'Tis nice to have a sweet wee sister."
He took up a joint of meat and bit into it.
"Your father's bastards seem to thrive," Sawker Macduff answered him pleasantly. "All my bairns do, thanks be to God."
"About my lass," Alastair Ferguson said. "I want to take her back home with me. I've nae a woman in the..."